It's 7:41 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Appalachian poet Steve Scafidi on work that influenced him.
When I was a teenager, I think I was starved for something like magnificence. And I found it in reading aloud some Walt Whitman one evening.
We'll hear his poetry coming up on this West Virginia morning. In the first project of its kind, a Kentucky coal company is partnering with a global renewable energy giant to explore putting a major solar installation on a former surface mine. Coal company Berkeley Energy Group and EDF Renewable Energy have been working on the initial phase of the project for more than a year. The plan includes putting tens of thousands of solar panels on a surface mine site outside of Pikeville. WFPL's Erica Peterson went to check it out.
In Pikeville earlier this week, downtown is busy. Parking is at a premium. At one end of town, people are setting up carnival rides for Hillbilly Days, the annual festival that starts later this week. At Small Town Tattoo, which doesn't, according to a posted sign, do cheap tattoos, Clyde Harless is getting ready to tattoo a pair of lips on a young man's, well, posterior. Harless says the downturn in the local coal industry trickles into the tattoo business, too.
Especially like with ours, like when the coal industry was booming, we stayed like a lot busier. So all the companies were like that.
Harless looks like a tattoo artist. His face is covered with tattoos. So are the other visible parts of his body. He says people come into the shop wanting coal-related tattoos all the time.
Like pickaxe, helmet, stuff like that.
That hasn't changed as more miners are laid off. In Pike County, there's been a 60% drop in the number of coal miners from 2009 to 2015. Most people, Harless says, are getting these tattoos for family or cultural reasons. But in Pikeville, even the coal companies are looking toward what's next.
For us, this is not a competition against coal in any way.
Ryan Johns works for a Kentucky coal company called Berkeley Energy Group. Berkeley still considers itself a coal company, but it's entering into a partnership with a renewable energy giant to see if it can find a new productive use for a mountaintop removal mine as a solar energy site.
This area has been mined. There's no more coal to be mined. So now you can still have energy being provided from this area. It's still providing jobs. It's still helping the economy. It's still providing energy for our country.
The project is a large-scale solar field, somewhere from 50 to 100 megawatts. For some comparison, right now the largest solar array in Kentucky is about 10 megawatts. Berkeley is partnering with EDF Renewable Energy on the project, which has been in the works for about a year. The plan is to sell the solar energy directly to a large company. Eastern Kentucky is in a regional energy market known as PJM. It's a big market, and Adam Edelin says there's a lot of corporate demand.
Obviously, there are a lot of big companies out there who would love the opportunity to use renewable energy produced in Appalachia.
A lot of companies have self-imposed requirements to get a certain percentage of their energy from renewables. Edelin is involved in the project through his consulting company, Edelin Ventures. He says the lack of available renewable energy is one factor that has discouraged large companies from relocating to Kentucky. But here's another disadvantage.
Kentucky does not have a renewable mandate. So for companies to come in, it is a little more of a risk for them.
Ryan Johns, yes, the coal company executive, says if utilities in Kentucky were required to get some of their energy from renewables, it would help encourage other projects like this one.
That would be great. We think that would help to drive other businesses and stuff to come in. But whether that happens or not, we are going to go ahead with the project.
There's some other challenges involved in putting solar panels on a reclaimed surface mine. Like you have to make sure the land is stable so the panels won't sink. But mines typically also have some positive factors too, like access to roads and power lines. To get a look at the site, I drove to Pikeville and got in a truck with a guy named Kenny.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good.
Kenny Stanley was a coal miner for 18 years. Now he's working for Berkeley Energy in a different capacity. He drives me out of Pikeville through the tiny town of Zebulon. There's a billboard perched on a hill above us that reads, "Our past, our future, coal." We drive up the mountain and onto the mine site.
Now you'll have solar panels all the way around through here.
The site seems to stretch on forever. And if this solar project becomes a reality, there are a lot more sites just like it. Back in 2009, nonprofit Appalachian Voices estimated nearly 1.2 million acres of land in Appalachia had been cleared by mountaintop removal coal mining. What would it mean for the struggling communities if there are solar fields on some of those?
It means real economic diversification.
This is Adam Edelin again.
Coal will see some revitalization, but I don't think anybody believes that its shoulders will ever be so large again that it can support the entire region. So what we're talking about doing is bringing in a new industry.
Part of the deal with EDF Renewable Energy is that the project will use current and laid-off coal miners in the construction phase, something Ryan Johns of Berkeley Energy says should be feasible without too much additional training. And who knows? Maybe the next generation will be lining up for tattoos of sunshine and solar panels from Clyde Harless at Small Town Tattoo. I'm Erica Peterson in Louisville.
This morning, we have a segment from our monthly podcast, The Poetry Break. This month, we hear the work of Steve Scafidi, a native West Virginian and poet from the Eastern Panhandle. Our podcast curator and host, West Virginia Poet Laureate Mark Harshman, spoke with Scafidi in Wheeling.
Welcome to this special edition of The Poetry Break. Today, we'll be featuring Steve Scafidi, one of America's finest poets, who lives right here in the heart of Appalachia in West Virginia. We catch up to Steve as he was a part of the ongoing Wheeling Poetry Series. You'll hear Steve reading some of his poems, as well as bits and pieces of a conversation Steve and I had together after his reading. Song for Sunday morning. The dolphin in the woods leaps from tree to tree, and his only wind is only the yellow of poplar leaves in the blue of September where the little windows are. Every day our fathers live, they breathe the air that was something else in another time. If the atom is to be believed, we all shift and change. What was the river becomes the cloud. What we wanted to say, we never could. It was obvious. It was hidden, like the dolphin in the woods.
I'm always getting asked these kinds of questions, Steve, but how did you come to writing poetry?
When I was a teenager, I think I was starved for something like magnificence, and I found it in reading aloud some Walt Whitman one evening. I've been writing poems for 30 years now, and I've worked as a teacher, and so I make my money as a cabinet maker, mostly. But I've never let go of that desire for something magnificent and something true.
It's a poem that I wrote for my grandmother, who was born in the 19th century, and we were very good buddies. So when she died, I thought I wanted to write a poem that could somehow provide a meeting place where I could talk to her again. This poem is called This Page. If I only wrote about what I knew, as once I was told to, this blank page would stand forever as an example of honesty and candor, a masterpiece of my reserve and silence. Well, the conditional belongs to the dead. My grandmother often said a tree grows quietly in a meadow in the old country in my head. My grandmother is sitting with a book propped on her knees below a sycamore tree in a field of harvested soybean, and the black birds fluttering outside my window peck at the ground. If only I weren't going to run outside stomping my feet to chase them back into the trees. If only they would turn suddenly and fly toward me wildly different with knowing that the fiction we share, this mountain air, this life we cling to, is only real in the sense it is ours now, but no more beloved than the other, where my grandmother lies on the ground, looking at the sun, through the trellis of sycamore leaves coming in this spring, like dreams, little sloops on the bay of that place the dead go when they come away from here, tired, restless, with a bag of oranges, a book, a change of clothes. If only she would turn to the page where I am writing this. It's all I know. Hello there. How to do? Lonesome, lonesome, and how are you? Again, this has been a special edition of The Poetry Break featuring Steve Scafidi. I'm Mark Harshman. Thank you for listening. Wishing you good words in the air and on the page.